Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to CB and the Boys with Crystal CB Booker, George Biker Boy Homan, Roger Hawkins, special guest and friend of the show, Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct via YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun. Every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from CB and the Boys.
All right. And welcome to CB and the Boys. I am CB, your hostess with the mostest. Got my boys and my girl in the building, the fabulous Miss Mimi Acosta. How are you tonight, Mimi?
I'm having technical difficulties, but I'm here.
Well, we're glad you're here. And then we've got Mr. George Biker Boy Holman in the building. And Roger, unfortunately, Hawkins cannot join us. He is off traveling for Thanksgiving. So safe travels to he and his family. So what is up, George? Any tales from Wally World today?
What's up? Nothing extravagant sticking out there. You know, we got, you know, it's Christmas time at Wally World, so Black Friday Christmas. Coming up. Christmas and Black Friday. You know, Black Friday is official beginning of Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, once Thanksgiving hits, it's Christmas time.
You know, yes, do we not acknowledge Thanksgiving?
Of course, naturally, everybody in the city waited till today to go Thanksgiving and Christmas shopping. So,
yeah.
That was like a bad train wreck.
Well, that's usually how it works, you know. Especially since, you know, at Christmas time, people wait till Christmas Eve or the week of Christmas to do their Christmas shopping. So it doesn't shock me that people would wait till the week of Thanksgiving to do their Thanksgiving shopping. And then, of course, Black Friday is right on Thanksgiving, basically going into Friday. So there's some really great deals. Do you have any recommendations for people?
Well, most of the best deals are online now anymore. I mean, especially if you're in the market for, like, TVs and electronics and stuff like that. Those are, they actually have some rather amazing prices on TVs and stuff. But like I said, it's online, so and they only have limited quantities. So you got to be sitting next to the left click button or the click button right when the sale goes on, you know. Like if they say it starts 9 o'clock on Tuesday, and you better be there at 8:59 on Tuesday clicking that button because you're going to have 5 million people trying to get, there's only 500 things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I've never understood. Why do you guys do that limited supply when you know someone's going to lose their life trying to get that item? It just makes no sense to me. It's setting people up for failure.
Well, it's not like that nowadays because it's online. So you don't have a crowd of people trampling over people trying to get to the item. They're all online. You know, those are the ones that are this limited item. I mean, there's only so much space in a store. You can only stock so much stuff, you know. And, you know, if they got, you know, they might have 200 TVs for online purchase that you pick up in the store, you know, and those TVs might be a third of their normal price. I mean, once you buy it online, there's no rush. I mean, there's no there's no reason to panic. You just go in and get it. You know what I mean? Because once you buy it, it's yours. So it's there. So you come pick it up. Unless you have people like we had last year that just never came and picked stuff up. I heard there was people that bought TVs that never came and picked them up. Never came and picked them up.
Never?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. If I paid that much money for a TV, I would definitely go get it.
I found some 60-inch TVs still in our stock room in April of last year on Black Friday. I found like three. I bought two of them because they were still the Black Friday price. Because once they're dedicated to that price, then that's what they are. You know what I mean? And it stays that price until it's gone.
Wow. I do not know that. That's good to know. So it stays that price until it's gone.
Yep. So they allocate it. Say your store is getting, 500 TVs, okay? Say they're getting 500 70-inch TVs, okay? And they set 200 of those TVs are set to be for a Black Friday special price. Say the TV is normally $750 and they're selling it for $200 for Black Friday. So you got 300, that's 500, that's $700. Then you got 200, that's $200. Well, if you only sell 195 of them, those other five are still going to be $200 until they sell.
That makes sense.
So I ended up getting two TVs like that last year.
So, how many inches were the ones you got? You got 60-inch ones?
The ones that I got? The ones that I got? You talking about what do we have?
No, the ones you got. Were they 60-inch ones that you bought? Or the ones that you have found that people didn't expect?
I bought a 65 and a 70.
So it's pretty good TV?
Yep.
Wow. So how much are TVs this Black Friday at Wally?
Oh, they vary. We had some 75-inch Samsungs for like $400. And those are like that's like a little more than half off.
Wow.
Those are gone last week. we were on Black Friday for like three different weeks.
Oh, for us? So you guys started early.
Yeah, the first two Fridays of November. All the stores, the Target doing that, everybody's doing that. It started because of the COVID thing. And now the companies are like, hey, that was a great idea. And so now they, we did it last year, and now we're doing it this year. We're going to be doing it next year. They're already talking about next year.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you do it the first week of first Friday in November, the second night in third November, and then you skip that third Friday, and then the fourth Friday is the actual real Black Friday, which is always the Friday after Thanksgiving. So it's the first, the second Friday of November, you skip the third one, and the fourth Friday in November.
So, Mimi, what is on the drink list for tonight?
Everything. I don't know where the feedback is coming from. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So let me tell you what's on the watch list. I got Sex on the Beach.
Ooh.
And then there's another drink that's called a woo-woo. And
a
I don't
what?
Know if you guys ever heard what a woo-woo is.
A woo-woo?
But a woo-woo is actually, Yeah, from what I understand, right, it was created by a bartender in New York for every time the Mets play. Okay. And it was cool for they're like,
your phone,
and then
your phone, your mic keeps blanking out.
Everybody,
but I didn't.
Well, I thought that I was doing something new when I decided that I'm going to start the Googling thing. I was just drinking, so I will do something special, like sex on the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have vodka, sea snacks, orange juice, cranberry juice, and you know, you just add your little orange juice like cherries or wedges or whatever you just throw in there. And it's all the same. So the same ingredients are in sex on beach is on the Google. So today I'm having a woo-woo, this is what it looks like. Really cute, coffee with cherries in it. And I'm having a sex on the beach. It's just the kind of day that I'm having, guys. So, I'm having technical difficulties on my end, guys, so I may fall off here and there. But at the end of the day, Mimi's going to still be here, okay? So, cheers up, family.
All right. Well, I will definitely have a sex on the beach and, some woo-woo. Too bad we don't
and
have a Jeff Ingram song, the woo-woo song. so I definitely want to check out the woo-woo because you can't have too much woo. Woo-woo.
No, we can't.
Oh, that's what the world needs now, more woo. More woo-woo.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
When you hear me talk about a woo-woo, you know I'm feeling good.
Yes. Yes,
I guess after a couple sips, it makes you go, woo-woo.
Right.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I am talking about. Definitely, definitely. All right. So we've got some good news to share today. The verdict came down for the Ahmaud Arbery trial, and all three criminals were found guilty. All three murderers were found guilty. So that is a great day, and I'm just glad we were able, you know, they were able to get justice for Ahmaud, because the video clearly shows that he did nothing wrong. He was just jogging. And if he entered that house, it was an open house, number one, being worked on. Anyone knows that to be curious is just to be human. So everyone's going to be curious. If there's an open house, you're going to go check it out. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no matter what color, your race, your ethnicity, your station, whatever, if it's open, you're going to go check it out. It's just human nature. And he should not have lost his life because of that. He didn't do anything that no one else didn't do in that neighborhood. And the fact that they chased him down and shot him like he was some animal or something less than human was just wrong. And they found that it was unacceptable, that, you know, we still may have a long way to go as a country, but little by little, change is coming. You know? You see it bit by bit with the things that have happened. The George Floyd verdict definitely sent a message. And little by little, those that stormed the Capitol on January 6th, they're being convicted as well. The one who was in Arizona has to serve, I think, 2 or 3 years for his role in the insurrection. So little by little, people are being, you know, held accountable for where they're at, and I think it's the one thing that they took longer to do. But also, in that same sense, my take is better late than never. And, you know, I'm glad that it happened. The fact that they're going to jail. We don't know what the sentence thing is going to be, but we know it's going to be jail time. It's not going to be time served, and they're going to walk out of that court. It's not going to happen. So I am very satisfied with the verdict, as I'm sure Ahmaud Arbery's family was satisfied with that verdict as well. All of them were found guilty because they all played a part. The ones, two of them may not have pulled the trigger, but was the trigger that the one who filmed and did nothing. And I was watching the trial, and his defense lawyer was trying to make it seem like, well, if he hadn't found it, no one would have ever known. The truth would have come out. But the thing is, just when you think nobody's watching, they're watching. You may not see them. You may not know they're there. But they're watching, and someone is filming. If you're doing wrong, some bet somebody's filming you, unbeknownst to you. There's cameras everywhere these days, and you don't know who's got their cell phone. You can see somebody on their cell phone. You don't know if they're recording. You have no clue. Because there are ways to hold your cell phone where it looks like you're just, you know, looking at your phone, scrolling, and you could be recording. Nobody even knows. You know, and it's good that we did have that video evidence. They were dead to rights. And it was just a beautiful thing that they were, you know, found guilty. It was great. I know everyone rejoiced on that, for sure.
Oh, trust me, I know Atlanta was ready to riot, honey. Atlanta Police Department came on the news like, okay, well, it looks like everything is good, so we're not going to be doing that, but they were ready.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad
This would have been like another George Floyd situation for the entire world. Had they been acquitted or something had gone to the left, trust me, the world was ready for this one.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, they would not have gotten away with it as easily as they thought they would. I went out with my friends over the weekend, and even in Scottsdale, you know, you're going to see conflict. And so these guys got into a fight at the club, and as the guy was being escorted out, he had the audacity to say, you know, what are you doing? I'm white. Like, what? What does that have to do with that, you know? And it just goes to show you that the privilege that some feel they're entitled to just because, you know, of their race or something is just, it's crazy, you know? And the police officer was quick to shut him down, like, you're going to what? Go on. But you do wrong, you're going to jail. Bottom line. And and I like how the officer, you know, shut him down on it. So there are many that have that mindset. And I know that those who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, they were of that mindset. In fact, they were all expecting a presidential pardon that they never got. They really thought that, you know, the president at that time was going to pardon him. And I hope that by him not doing it, their eyes are finally open that this person does not care about you. So to continuously support him and the big lie is futile. It's stupid. Would you guys agree
with
that?
I'm going to tell you what that was.
What?
He didn't get them a pardon, because if he had him, it would have really turned everything upside down. That would have been real, real bad. I mean, Trump's done enough bad stuff, crazy things, but that would have been a huge mistake if he'd have done that. That's what that was all about. I guarantee you his people said, no, leave that alone.
Right.
I bet you anything. He was trying to have something to say about it, and I guarantee you his people told him, nope, leave it alone. That would be a media nightmare for him. That would crush him for good.
It definitely would have.
Yeah, that was a lose-lose situation for him.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Right. Looks like we do have a caller on the line. All right, 602, you're on with CB and the Boys. Get your name.
Hi, good evening. I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling in from Sunny Mesa, Arizona. It's not sunny now, it's dark, but I'm just like, I'm just blown away by the conversation.
Oh, thank you. Well, welcome. Welcome to CB and the Boys.
Are you blown away in a good way or a bad way?
I'm blown away in a great way. I mean, I come from a radio background. I was carrying the KATV when I was 3 months. I was supposed to be there for 30 minutes, wound up staying for 3 hours. So I don't know nothing else to a radio.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and joining us and checking out the show.
Yeah, it's my first time.
Well, definitely it will not be your last.
Amen. I'm about to sit back and listen. I just was telling y'all, man, I'm really digging the show. I'm feeling everything that y'all doing. Y'all doing a great job.
Thank you. Well, feel free to go ahead and listen in. I'll go ahead and put you back where you can just listen in. If you want to chime in or anything, just, you know, let us know.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I sure you press number one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. It should be coming to him. All right, so today in history, Colonel Ronald McKenzie destroys Cheyenne, Chief Bill Knight's village in the Bighorn Mountains near the Red Fork of the Powder River during the so-called Great Sioux War. So that happened this day in history. Also this day in history, in 1901, Japanese Prince Ito arrived in Russia to seek concessions in Korea. Also this day in history, in 1863, the Union ends the siege of Chattanooga with the Battle of Missionary Ridge. A lot of things happened this day in history. Also in 1914, German Field Marshal Friedrich von Hindenburg calls off the Lodz offensive 40 miles from Warsaw, Poland. The Russians lose 90,000 to the Germans, 35,000 in 2 weeks of fight. This day in history. And finally, in 1918, in Chile and Peru, they sever relations. So Chile and Peru go their separate ways. And that has happened, and that's what happened this day in history. Wednesday, November 24th. Which none of us were around for, because none of us were born. But you know what, guys, I've always been intrigued by history, because you cannot move forward to something new if you don't know where you've been. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah. I agree. Not a lot of input, but I agree. Look, we over here making sort of technical. technical difficulties are super gone.
It's gonna be okay. What's the saying they say? Into every light, some rain must fall. So sometimes you have rain, but I still bring the sunshine. Yay!
The rain is falling. Get an umbrella.
Right.
I'm gonna have a woo woo.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's all good. It's all life.
And speaking of good, we have a nice lineup of films that will be starting this week. First up is one long-awaited film, and that is House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga. So this will be her second movie debut. And we're all just ready for this. It's an all-star cast starring Adam Driver, Robert De Niro, Jared Leto, Lady Gaga, Ridley Scott, Salma Hayek, Jason Clarke, and Al Pacino. So you've got De Niro and Pacino. You can't go wrong. So
right.
So I do have a trailer for House of Gucci. So, George, hit it.
Take it away.
You got it.
All right.
I don't consider myself a particularly ethical person, but I'm fair. Gucci. It was a name that sounded so sweet.
Come, meet the family.
Hey, everybody, this is Patricia, and this is my family.
They had it all. Wealth, style, power. Who wouldn't care for that?
Patricia, my nephew.
I have been the Gucci all my life. It's an empire.
You can help the family. Gucci is not exciting, and everybody knows it.
At least it's my name, sweetie.
Our name, sweetie. Gucci needs no blood.
Gucci is what I say it is. This is not a woman's game. Remember that.
Madness. Who does he think he is? It's time to take out the trash.
Gucci is a rare animal. He must be protected.
Protected from who?
From whoever threatens it.
What game are you playing?
For a family.
You play that?
Gucci is my name too.
Who does what?
Oh.
Don't. I don't consider myself a particularly ethical person,
no!
But I am fair. I subscribe to unconventional punishment.
All right, and that was House of Gucci. Now, it's got something for everyone. And it's been, you know, opening to mixed reviews. Some are saying that they don't like Lady Gaga's performance and her portrayal of her character. But I think she did an excellent job. I think she became that character. And she did a really good job, as everybody did. But, of course, it's not sarcastic, so you definitely can't go wrong. So everyone should definitely check out House of Gucci after you have your Thanksgiving meal before you take that nap, go to the movies and check out House of Gucci. It's a good one. Next up, if you are into horror, and if you're into video games and you have played Resident Evil, then and it's Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. So this film follows the characters from the original game. So Mila Jovovich is not in this film, and it doesn't mimic the previous Resident Evil film. This film definitely stays true to the game. It uses the same characters from the game. So it follows Claire and her brother. They were the main characters in the film. And I gotta say, I would be really surprised if this was a sequel. If anything, it would probably open to a pretty good weekend, but I don't foresee anyone going back to seeing it. And as a film critic, I would not be doing my job if I told you every film was great, every film was wonderful, because it's not going to be, and it's not. So, and I would hate to see you waste your money on a film, you know, especially as high as movie tickets are, guys. So, I'm just being honest with this one. I expected more. Definitely expected more. But we do have a trailer for Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. George, take it away.
Alrighty. Raccoon City.
Come on. Every story has a beginning. Discover the origin of evil.
Why are you back here, Claire? Your conspiracies weren't true when we were kids. They're not true now.
We need to expose Umbrella.
I'm afraid, Claire. I'm afraid of what they're going to do to this town. Umbrella, they have an incident. Talking Chernobyl, if you know what I mean. People are getting sick. Gotta help it, Claire. Let the world know what's really going on.
When it's 5 years and my life is still, we have to contain this.
Time to get up that great big hill of hope.
Shall we go?
For a destination. Into a crisis, times when our mind is better to get it all out. Walks in mountains, and
what were Umbrella doing here?
This is where they're experimenting on him.
Split up.
So as I was saying, guys, if you like video games and you are familiar with this one, then definitely go see it and check it out and judge for yourself. But as for me, I'm going to give this one 2 popcorn bags. And for House of Gucci, I'm definitely going to give it 5 popcorn bags, because it's an all-star cast, it's a great story, and I love that are about real people.
Let me interject. As an avid Resident Evil fan, I've played all the games, beat all the games. In every one of them, I played and beat, like, the first time I played it. Like, I stayed on it and didn't get off of it until I was done. And then the first movie came out. and she slammed it. And then the second movie came out, and she slammed it again. And then they continued to slam it. So here somebody is doing it all over again because zombies are such a big thing. And if they ruin this movie, I'm going to blow up the theater. That's all I can say about that.
Don't say that out loud.
Yes, I said it out loud.
They're going to be like, uh-huh, yeah. You heard it first on CB on the Boys. Where'd I do that?
Right. We know who did it. It was that George. George did. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was, as my daughter, to coin a phrase, she said, it was trash, and I have to agree. I mean, it leaves you with a lot of questions because even after watching the film, you still don't know how any of the crap happened and where these creatures came from. Like, I hate watching films where it leaves me with more questions.
So let me ask you this, in your opinion, and do you think, or maybe this has nothing to do with it, or maybe it has part to do with it, but do you think if you hadn't seen the other Resident Evil movies, this you would still have the same bad opinion about this one? Is it that they just did not do as good as the other ones, or is it just generally a bad movie to you?
I would say yes, definitely, because one, it leaves you with questions. So had I never seen the previous film with Mila Jovovich, I would still be left with questions because, one, when the incident happens, it doesn't tell you how it happened. It doesn't tell you when it happened. Just not to, you know, give anything away, but people are starting to, you know, try to run away. And it just, a lot of things that happened in the film didn't make a lot of sense. And a lot of people did a lot of stupid things. And but the only one good thing I can say about the film, the special effects were on point. They weren't cheesy. They were effective. The special effects were good, but it still doesn't explain what these creatures were. Because, like, somebody, and I'm just not going to give it away, but somebody gets killed by something called a licker. I'm like, what the heck is that? Where did that come from? Who created that? You know, so it's just weird. It's just weird all the way around. And so, you know, if
that's
someone
a lot of
asking,
information unexplained.
Yeah, a lot. And then at the end, it leaves you with, like, my daughter and I looked at each other like, is that it? That's all? And so it leaves you like, what the hell? So at the end of the movie, it basically leaves it open for a sequel to know what happened, but I don't foresee it being a sequel because I really don't think it's going to do all that well, to be honest, because people are going to go, they're going to spend $10 or $18 for 2 tickets and be pissed off. And I don't know anybody that would want that. For real. But on a lighter note and a happier note, there's some movies for the kiddos that are have come out. One definitely still playing is Clifford the Big Red Dog. You can't go wrong with that one. Also, Encanto is the new Disney film, which definitely the graphics are beautiful in this film. Just beautiful. The cinematography on this was on point. It's a beautiful film. It's about a family with magic. They were granted these magical gifts, and it has a really good, powerful lesson that it makes you appreciate what you have. And that home literally is where the heart is, and that's the takeaway from Encanto. So my top 5 films that I would recommend everyone definitely check out if they have a chance. And also a new film starting this week too is Bruce, and this is Halle Berry's directorial debut. He plays, her character's name is Jackie. She plays a single mother working two jobs, and she is a disgraced MMA fighter who has been up against the ropes her entire life. And it's a good film. It's like one of those underdog stories. It kind of reminds you of the Rocky film, you know, where you cheer for the underdog. You want him to succeed, and you see how she trains and gets herself ready, you know, to be the best that she can be. So it's a really good film. So
yeah, that
was a really good type.
That one is going to be pretty good. I actually saw a little preview on it on today on the news, and she actually had some broken ribs while she was shooting one of the scenes. And she still went through it. She still went through it and finished the film. And like she said, had I said anything, they would have shut me down. So I decided to just suck it up and finish the film. And that's so strong of her, you know?
It is. And she did a really great job with the directing.
Mm-hmm.
Her vision for the film was it was phenomenal. Because what's crazy is that the character was originally for a white Irish girl, and they were going to give it to Blake Lively. Then Blake decided it's something she didn't want to do, and so Hallie got the part. She really wanted to play this part, and she did a phenomenal job. She's been training for two years. 2 years for the martial arts and learning the moves.
That makes you want to do some stuff, you know? George, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah, she is amazing. And, I don't know if I could do that, but she's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that either. At this age, I'm not trying to test nobody, especially a professional boxer.
Right.
You know, them Russian girls don't have no pain in their bones. They just go.
Right. And that Sandra Bullock has a new film out called The Unforgivable, where she plays an ex-convict who was up for murder, and she got out. And it's a good story. It shows her struggles and just, you know, adjusting to life on the outside and how, you know, you get treated differently by your family, and she's trying to reconnect with her sister. And it's a good film. It's a thriller. So if you want to see something really good at the movies, I would recommend Unforgivable, Bruce with Halle Berry, Encanto for the kiddos, House of Gucci, and Clifford the Big Red Dog for the kiddos. So those are my top five. So definitely check them out. And I work for you guys. And we'll be right back with a station break. So let's see. Or not.
Or so. Just joined in, don't you dare leave. I'm gonna give you something that'll make your blood bleed. Blog Talk and iHeartRadio, dude. Apple Podcasts, Facebook, and YouTube. The newest and the hottest podcast in the nation, coming at you every week with some movie motivation. Cell phone, PC, tablet, I don't care. No matter where you're at, we will reach you everywhere. Now back to the show, CB and the boys.
All right. Very nice, very nice. And welcome back to CB and the Boys. I'm CB, your host, along with my boy and my girl, Miss Mimi Acosta and Mr. George Patrick, back in the building. Ah, what a day, huh, guys?
Absolutely.
All right.
So you got something queued up for us to listen to for a minute?
Actually, I do. As always, you know me. I'm always ready. All right. So here is, you know what? I was going to play that one, but I'm going to play a different one and take you back. Here is some K. Michelle and Can't Raise a Man.
Day, I know that I can count on you. that's not possible. Tell me, can you ever afford?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me through the good times and bad times. She would always be right there. Everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we know for sure. Can you stand the rain?
Love unconditional. I'm not asking you just. Whatever needs to be done.
Completely. Can never go wrong with New Edition. Speaking of which, shout out to New Edition for their amazing performance on the American Music Awards this week. It was flawless. And I can honestly say they still got it. They still got it. All of them moving in perfect synchronicity. And what's really cool is that you've got BTS jamming out in the audience to New Edition. It was beautiful. It was
I didn't see it. So let me ask you this. I didn't see it. Was it all six of them or just five of them?
It was all six.
It was all six? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was the most amazing thing. And they got it. When they sang "If This Isn't Love" and they were doing the steps, and it just brought back so many memories, and just it really lets you know why New Edition is New Edition, and they're legends, still legends, and, you know, even New Kids on the Block had to give them their props because they knew that they lost that battle of the bands, like, seriously.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Right.
Yeah, when the whole boy band thing went down, yeah, they just took the show. And then, you know, what's so awesome about it is not a single one was left behind. You had three that was solo with great solo careers. Then you had BBD, which was a trio career. I mean, everybody even excelled after the New Edition thing. And then they went their separate ways, and they still, every last one of them were successful. I mean, Johnny Gill was already successful when he came to the group and then continued to be successful. And Ralph, well, I guess you might say he was semi-successful. I mean, he did a couple albums, he sold whatever, you know, but then BBD, they blew up afterwards. Yeah, you know, them guys had an amazing career. Amazing career.
Mm. Definitely. Definitely. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with New Edition, like, at all. New Edition, I mean, they paved the way for so many groups, you know. They really did. And you can't go wrong. You just cannot go wrong. So this next one was a collab with Beyonce and Luther Vandross. And here is The Closer I Get to You.
Ooh, somebody in love. What's going on over there, baby?
Not that.
Not that.
Definitely not that. Mm-mm.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see by giving me all you got.
Tell me more.
Ooh, yeah, your love has captured me.
Let's give love a try.
giving me what you've got.
Luther Vandross and Beyonce.
Ready to go two-stepping
nice
now.
Right?
Ready to go two-stepping.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with our station identification, and we'll see you in a bit.
If you're just joining the show, welcome to CB and the Boys. Brought to you by CB and the Boys Incorporated and World Radio LLC. You can catch us live every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, and YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And now, back to CB and the Boys.
All right, all right. And welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So as you guys know, this is Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you from all of us, our listeners. So thank you so much. We're thankful for you guys. We're thankful for your love and your support. They've meant the world to us. And so happy Thanksgiving to you and yours from all of us. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And speaking of Thanksgiving, what are you guys thankful for this year? I know a lot has happened with these past years. So what are you guys most thankful for?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying I'm thankful that my mom is still with us, because she's been in the hospital for the last couple of weeks battling all kinds of things. But, honey, she ain't going nowhere. Slipped her into that little coma, and they kindly slipped her back out, and she came out like, I don't remember nothing. And that's a good thing for me. So I'm thankful to God and all my Orishas and all my spirits and everything out there that he's given me another chance for her. So I won't be itching no more. I'm going to say it here first, because people are like, Mimi, I know you always say your mama be calling you 10 and 15 times a day. You know what? She could call me 10 and 15 times a day now. I'm going to do the same thing I've always been doing. I just put the phone down and let her go. So I'm thankful to that. I'm thankful to, you know, to everyone around me and everyone keeping me uplifted during all these times. So I'm thankful to all you guys for keeping me, you know, at A1 steak sauce, because this is not easy, you know, trying to juggle all these different things that I do and still turn around and do this, what we do best. So, and I'm thankful to you guys, definitely. George, my sister, CB, that's always there with me. And Roger, who keeps me up and up with this right here. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's not on this for that, but he keeps us getting a drink. So, yeah, so one love to you guys, and I'm thankful to you guys. And I'm thankful to a whole lot more, but I'm going to just keep my thing short. So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. What about you, George?
I am thankful for TB and the boys.
Yes.
I'm thankful, thankful for Crystal Booker. I'm thankful for Miss Estella Python.
Yes.
I'm thankful for Moon for being a part of us. I'm thankful for Roger, even though he's on a plane and he's not here right now. You know. So, you know, I got to start out with that shout out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to do that first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful to be here, period. Because, you know, we're looking at, what's the mass? Four episodes, about 9 months ago, I had a fatal motorcycle accident. To be exact, it was on April 4th, 2021. I'll never forget it because of the accident and because it was on my daughter's birthday. You know, 120 miles an hour into a curb on a motorcycle is not a good combination.
No.
Never. Broke leg, broke vertebrae in my back, broke vertebrae in my neck. And if you looked at me today, you'd never know I had a motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
So who's not supposed to be here is me. And I'm thankful that I am. And I'm going to do what I can to make the best of it.
Well, you are supposed to be here because you're here.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for you and all your technical stuff, we probably wouldn't be here either. It wouldn't be a CB and the boys. It'd be a CB and me, and we trying to do some shit on the background.
Yeah, I got to be here. I mean, just look at it this way. If I wasn't here, who would CB wouldn't have anybody to be upset with? Because we know her poker face is not all that good.
That's what family's for, man. That's what we do. George did it. Everything is George. Until George don't be there, it's like, what?
Right, it's all my fault. It's all my fault. I'll take that.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, if I knew then what I know now.
Mm-hmm.
CB?
Yeah. So if you knew then what you knew now, what would you do anything different?
She wouldn't have been going 120 miles an hour.
Well, I don't know about that part, but I know I wouldn't have been passed out while I was doing it.
Daredevil.
That works a lot better when you're awake.
Yes.
But you know, what I'm about to say, we kind of touched on it briefly. We had talked about it, and so I've said it before about a year ago on one of our shows. So, but when you asked me that question, you know, would I do anything different? Are there things that I would like to do different? Probably. But the fact is, because of the way I have done things, it's led me to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like where I am right now. So would I do anything different? Probably not. Not with this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that I felt that I could do some things different and still end up where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Okay. You know, if I could have made this scene happen a lot sooner, earlier in years, then I would have.
Yeah.
Because if I knew then what I know now, we would be here having this conversation a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wouldn't want to do is change the path of where I'm at. Because mm-hmm. as soon as you change something, you know, my result now could be a little bit different.
Right.
But there are a lot of situations where I feel like, you know, like, damn, if I knew then what I know now, you know what I mean? There are those situations.
Right.
But you have to be careful with that thought, because if you knew then what you know now, you may not be here right now. You might be someplace
yeah,
else. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's a thought that you gotta. It's a thought you gotta be careful with. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Mhm. I think COVID has really caused people to take a pause and probably ask themselves that very question. You know, what would I do differently if you had a chance to have a do-over of one thing in your life? If you had a chance to do over, would you guys take that opportunity?
I know I would have. I would have done that with my son. It's not a regret so much as it is a do over. Like when I say that, I mean like maybe I would have been a little overly involved as a mother should be in a son's life when the absent parent is a mother, you know, and that was by choice. It's like, okay, you want to raise your son? Okay, here you go, you know. But the way he's turned out today, and all I could do for him now is just pray for him that he becomes a better man as a result of his mistakes, and that he can turn things around for himself, because at the end of the day, I'm still mom, you know. But I wish that I had done things differently. Maybe have him spend more time with his dad versus having him live with his dad, you know, and him turn out just the way he's turned out. Because I think he's turned out the way because he didn't have me in his life 24/7. Like, you know, we often think that, you know, boys should have their moms in their lives just because they need a little bit of both worlds. So at the end of the day, I think if I had to redo things a little bit differently, I would have done that, you know. But woulda, coulda, shoulda, and I'm just still here. And like I said, just keep him prayed up. But that's really kind of like the only thing when I think of things, because we have to go through life experiences, right? And we can't saying, okay, if I had known better then, you know, if I had known then what I know now, then we would not have gone through the experiences that led us to be where we are today. You know, because now as a result of our experiences, we can teach those knuckleheads, you know, that are coming up, you know, either the ones that we're raising or the ones that are out there doing some stuff, and we can grab them by the hand and say, hey, look, I've been there, done that. This is probably not the path you want to take, because this was my outcome. Not to say it's going to be yours, but it could be bad. You know, so mm-hmm. from experience, we can teach others. But at the end of the day, there's still that little one or two things that we should have done. Like, I shouldn't have waited so long to go to school, because now it's taking me 10 years to graduate. You know, from college. Look, I got 1 year left, and I'm still dreading that 1 year. Like, every time I go back, it's like, Mr. Costa, you know you still got to go to that physics class, right? Because I've been dreading that physics class forever. So every time I say, you know what, I'll just go back in the next year or so, because by that time, that physics class might not be there. But that physics mm-hmm. class is still there looking at me. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all good.
Well, for me, there are many things in my life that I really had a chance to really reflect on, especially coming up on this Thanksgiving, because a lot has happened in my life. A lot has changed, some good, some great. But if I had the opportunity to do things different or to have that one do-over, for me, I think our trials come only to make us strong. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but I think that everything that we go through for a reason. And my grandmother always said that the Lord is not going to put anything on you that you can't handle. And I used to think, well, he must not know me because I'm not strong. I can't handle it. But surprisingly, I've made it through many a storms unscathed and wiser for it. There have been things that have happened here of late that have been great and amazing, and then some things that have happened, you know, previously that weren't so great. But it was a lesson learned, we'll just say that. An expensive lesson learned, but a lesson learned just the same. So, and then when you think about, you know, with my kids, would I have still had them if I was with their father and things were not working out? Well, yeah, because they were the best thing that came out of that horrid relationship. And I can't imagine my life without them. So I would say the path that I've chosen, the different paths, the various paths that I've taken throughout my life have led me to this point in time. All the knowledge that I've obtained throughout my journey of life, and just being in this industry, all the things that I've learned, all the people I've met, people I've befriended, the beautiful, wonderful people that I've had the opportunity to meet, you know, and become close with, because it's like, you know, we're like sisters, you know, and that's precious. You know, and all of these roads have led me to where I am now. And being a risk taker has led me to where I am now, because I've never been afraid to be the one to jump in head first. And I don't regret that. And I wouldn't change that for the world, because life is a journey that's meant to be enjoyed and explored. But you never know what life has in store if you don't take the first step to explore it and to, you know, find things that give you passion. Because everyone is here for a purpose, but it's up to everyone to find out what their purpose is. What my purpose is not the same for someone else, you know. So everyone's purpose is different, and everyone has a different mission in life. Everyone has different talents that they have. Even if you can sing and another person can sing, you also have other things to bring to the table, and we all have that within us, but it's up to us to find out what that is. And I've always, you know, believed that everything happens for a reason. So it's, you know, not mere chance that we're sitting here right now. You know, everything happens for a reason. It was meant to be. CB and the Boys was meant to be. And Mimi, you were meant to join this train and ride it all the way to the top. And that's what we're going to do. So for me, I've no regrets, no shoulda, coulda, wouldas over here. You know, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, and when it happens, boy, does it happen. So I'm grateful and thankful for every day, and grateful and thankful for everything that we have accomplished, everything that we've done and will do. And I'm so grateful and thankful to have you guys on the team, and we are a team because there's no I in team. And so thank you to all of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and I know I can be bitch sometimes, but it comes from a place of love. I'm a perfectionist, so shoot me. That's just who I am. I want things to be perfect, and sometimes it's hard to accept when things are not perfect. But you guys are awesome. You do a great job. You guys are just awesome. And I am so grateful and blessed to have you guys a part of our lives and our listeners' lives. And I'm grateful and thankful. So this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you guys. Definitely.
And with that said, we have a caller.
Well, all right. All right. So, 732, you are on the line with CB and the boys. State your name.
It's James. How you guys doing?
All right.
James,
how are you?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's a very interesting conversation, one that I've had in my head for quite a couple of weeks, maybe months.
Mm-hmm.
So you have found yourself thinking about, you know, if you knew then what you know now?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I think morality comes in to effect, and woman who was just speaking probably put it better than I ever could. You don't want to, you know, I can easily go back and go, what's the biggest mistake I ever made? Let me go back in time and fix it. But then everything's different afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the scary part to me is when you think that and then all of a sudden you find yourself thinking, well, what if I did fix it? Then what would have happened? What path would it have taken me? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's almost
what a
hard question.
Yeah, what amazing interactions would I have missed out on? What new friendships would I have lost? That's the thing that those are the real hard points. Because my life went into turmoil about 2.5 years ago. And,
oh, wow.
I lost a child. And it was rough. And
you're sorry for your life,
my life's been spinning downward ever since. But I've met so many amazing people in the time between then and now that to turn that around and to have them never be in my life again, even if I, you know, if we were going to pretend that time travel was real, just the thought of not having them around. It was heartbreaking. Maybe just as heartbreaking as the original heartbreak. Yeah. 2.5 months. That's it. I haven't met anybody amazing in 2.5 months. So I think that's where you need to start from when you think about time travel.
And that's a different piece for everyone. And let me say for my condolences to your loss.
I appreciate that.
But you know, it's definitely a deep thought, you know, and it's kind of crazy because Crystal and I were talking the other day. Last week, and we were talking about some things and some events that were going on, and the statement literally came out of my mouth. I was like, you know, if we knew then what we know now, you know, and we just both was like, and I was like, you know what, that's a good topic for next week. So this is how we got here, you know, but.
I mean, but it's just
one of those
has.
Deals.
It's the Back to the Future topic. It's if you put me back in a place and time, and put me in front of a sports bettor, I'm picking the Rams in 2000, and I'm dropping everything on them, and I'm billionaire.
Right, but now here's the scary part of that though. Say that move led you to get robbed by somebody else that was poor and wanted your money, and you got killed. So you were rich for 1 year, or whatever the case may have been.
Well, no,
you know what I mean?
No, it's
weird.
The fact that my brother had a child a year after. So now if I have that money and I go on, I go, you know what? Jay, we're going on a vacation. I take my brother on a vacation. We're going to Tahiti. We're going to Bali. We're millionaires. Now I don't have my nephew no more. That kid doesn't exist. It's the butterfly effect.
Right. Exactly. Awesome movie, by the way.
Hiccup.
But yeah.
Screws it all up.
Yep.
Now, as much as I wish that I had my daughter and there was a way to save her, I know that there are people that right now that I love to death that I met afterwards. There are great people in my life who have benefited my life, who are phenomenal people, and I'd hate to not know them. So do I go greedy for my daughter, or do I go greedy for these amazing people that I've met? That's a tough
one. I'm going to say this, if I may, and my condolences to you, because I know well how loss feels, especially very close loss like that. And I haven't lost a child, but I lost a brother, and that's like damn near losing a child because I still feel it till today, and it hurts even though it was 5 years ago. But it's really interesting, like, you've met all these wonderful people in the last 2 years, and like you said, had it not been, you know, for your daughter's situation, you may not have met those wonderful people. But, you know, when you think of the way God works, it's like he works in a very interesting way because, you know, it's like, you know, I'm going to say that she's definitely in a better place than the shit that we go through every day on earth, you know, whether it's with people or not or what. And like you said, you haven't met, you know, any wonderful people like in the last 2 months, but maybe you've met all the wonderful people that you need to meet and there's more to meet. But of course, we don't know the path of our future. But I'm going to start by saying that you've met some wonderful people on this show, and you're always welcome to come back anytime you want.
Yes,
I appreciate
definitely.
That. I'm still going back 2.5 months, though.
And you know what? And that's all right. And that's all right. Let's go.
I'm going back.
Take a couple. Take some lottery numbers with you.
I'm going back so this way I can shut the hell up when my ex punched me in the face. So this way she wouldn't call the freaking state troopers and say that I hit her.
Oh no!
Yeah. Look, and this is the thing. This is the thing about that, right? Just walk away with your head held high and just leave it alone. If you're in a position where let me tell you something. She's not an ex. You know what she is? She's an experience. Experiences are meant to happen, and we move on.
And that's how it works.
Whether it was good or bad, it was an experience, and you let it go. And 2 years from now, you're gonna say, "Damn, I'm so glad I kept moving it."
Here's the funniest thing. If I can give you guys a real short story, I know how to. You know, I've done radio for years. I understand a short story.
Sure. Sure.
I was with this bud. She's a psychopath. Didn't really know it until it was too late. She put hands on me while I was driving. I pulled over, let her drive. I walked home. Police were waiting there. Boom, I got charged.
Ooh.
I ended up having to go move into a room in a house, a five-bedroom house with a bunch of young kids renting out rooms. I had to rent out a room because I had no place to go. I was sleeping in the car for 3 days before I found a place. Then it came up in the court. She's done this to 3 other people.
Wow.
So I got vindicated, but I'm still living in a fucking house with. Sorry, am I allowed to swear on this program?
Yeah,
you already did.
Yes, you are. We are not on the. No FCC.
Sure.
The FCC is not listening. So. You are all right. Matter of fact, hold on. Hold that thought. Before you go any further, hold that thought. I got something for you. Hold on.
Warning. The following video contains explicit language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
All right.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
But so now I'm here in this spot that I'm not enjoying too much. You know, I'm 41 years old, not elderly and not young. I'm in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm a bald white guy. I should be driving a Corvette and trying to date 28 year olds. But instead, I'm living in a house with I got my buddy. I got a gay dude downstairs, a Muslim dude upstairs. Some weird wrestler guy with pimples on his back living in the room across the hall. And this is my life all because of what she did. But I'm just glad that I'm vindicated. that she did this to three other guys.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does is let you know that you're not crazy, first of all.
Right.
Second of all, you are now living in a location with a motley crew. And for those of you who don't know exactly what a motley crew is, it's not just the rock group.
I call it the Island of Misfits Toys.
Yeah. It's you know, motley means a bunch of people together that have absolutely nothing in common. So, and you guys are all there and nobody's arguing, fighting, or hitting each other or calling the police. So that just lets you know that you are perfectly sane. You're just going through some shit. That's all. It happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a learning experience.
Yeah, we're not hitting each other. But that was sarcastic.
That's a good thing.
I punched the fucking wrestler with the back pimples. I punched him in the face yesterday or 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, wow. We don't want to talk about that on the radio.
Yeah, now you're telling on yourself.
I said
the FCC.
Joke,
I said the FCC. I said the FCC is not listening, not the FBI.
It was consensual. Consensual face punch.
Okay.
That's how we get down. Sometimes we like to stock each other in the jaws.
A consensual face punch. Already then.
That's new.
Hey, whatever works. You know what? If that's what keeps you guys sane, more power to you. You know, I've seen worse on Facebook.
It keeps people from knocking on my door asking for a beer.
Makes sense. I could see that.
I have a solution to people.
Knock. Hey, you got any beer in there? Now I don't get a knock at all.
No. I have a solution to that problem, to people knocking on your door asking for a beer. Hurry up and drink it all. I'm just saying. Hurry up and drink it all. No, I ain't got none.
Because I'm a budgeter.
I think
just drink my last
one. Nobody's going to ask anything, even if they saw him walk in with 10 six-packs.
I come in with a 30-pack every 2 days because I'm not an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
15 beers a day. That's a healthy. Yeah,
only every 2 days.
No, yeah, 15 a day. Boom. Also, you go to the bar, you know, for lunch, have a few cocktails just to make sure the 15 work.
Hey, look, I'm only an alcoholic when I drink. I'm just saying.
I'm not an alcoholic. I don't go to meetings. I'm a lush. I grew up a fan of Exhibit, and he ruined my entire outlook on life.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's somebody out there, some kind of way out there that could, there's something, there's a reason you're still here. So essentially your outlook will change. You know, I mean, you've been through enough
people didn't even make it.
So
my outlook is
There's something good waiting for you around the corner. You just gotta wait for it. You know? Get around that corner and see what it is.
I'm glad I got out of the situation. You know, it's unfortunate I lost my daughter. But I'm a Christian. I don't know. You guys say the word God a bunch. I assume Christianity is a major platform in this show.
Yeah. We are.
And I know things are going to be great.
Okay.
I know, you know.
Every time the closer
I get to God, this is why I love calling shows like this, because the closer I get to God, the stronger my bond with him becomes.
Yeah.
So the more I talk about him, the stronger the bond. Now, I'm a little bit crazy and I come up with my own ideas sometimes, and maybe they're not prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that weakness in your faith mm-hmm. also equates to weakness in your soul, which means you're more easy.
The thing about it is that God is not, we're not perfect. You understand? So he's going to understand, you know, that we're not perfect. And as long as we take our mistakes or our little crazy thoughts to him and be like, okay, God, so check this out. Because that's how I talk to God, right? I tell him to check this out. Like, look, I had a little situation and I acted a little crazy. And forgive me, but I'm moving on from this. And you just move on.
No,
because at the end of the day, like I said, we're not perfect beings.
No, I speak to God the same way. But what I'm trying to say is, this is a little theory that I've had for a few years now. This is why I hate people that use, like, dope and pills and things of that nature. And especially people who overuse alcohol. Like, I love my drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy beer. I don't drink hard liquor. I don't get smashed up. But I think when you weaken your mental system, which I believe most drugs, and especially even when you're drunk, you're more susceptible to demons. Now, I'm a big – I talk a lot about demons. A lot of people think that I'm crazy for talking about demons. I believe that once you're in Christ I don't know where I got this from. I got this about 10, 15 years ago. I believe once that you are in Christ and you announce you're in Christ, you get about two demons assigned to you from down below to try and break you, because they have to break the strongest. They're not going to go after the weak. They're not going to go after the ones who just wear a rosary or say God bless when you sneeze. They're going to go after the people that are actually in Christ. And that's what scares me. Sometimes I find myself falling out of that. And that's why I love talking to people like you guys and love going to church, because it strengthens my bonds not only with Christ, but with the actual community. And then I can laugh at the demons and laugh at the devil. It's more fun that way, because then you can kind of see. Like when I see my friends or strangers even, when I see them get crazy, especially when you see them getting, like, wacky and being mean and awful, you just go, all right, that's not my buddy. That's not how my buddy acts. I've known this guy for 28 years. He doesn't act like that. That's a demon. Because he's doing, you know, he's drinking a lot or doing coke or whatever. That's not him.
Right.
That's a demon. So you don't take it out on these people. And then that also stopped me from being violent. I used to have violent tendencies when I was younger. I grew up in a neighborhood where if you say something slick, you fuck around and you find out. But nowadays, I'm like, when I see people getting out of pocket, I'm like, all right, you know what? All right, I see you, devil. All right, try it again. It ain't working tonight, buddy.
That's a good thing, and that's a good way to look at it. But if you could give me a second, I got to gotta pay the bills. We got to pause for a station ID right quick. But I do want you to know that we appreciate your opinion, and you calling in and hanging out with us tonight, and you're definitely welcome back to the show. Right now, I got to take us to a station ID.
You got it. You want me to hang out or call back?
If you're just joining the show, welcome to CB and the Boys, brought to you by CB and the Boys Incorporated and World Radio LLC. You can catch us live every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, and YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And now, back to CB and the Boys.
All right, and now it is time for a music break. And I'm taking you guys way back on this one. This is a good one. This one is Immature featuring Keith Sweat and Extra Extra. Any minute now.
Extra, extra, read all about. I'm looking for that one love. That one love. Treat me right. So much gonna treat me right.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it though. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we tried that, we could be somewhere to climb it. It's warm long as you around me. I swear that everything will be just fine.
She wants, using your body and emotion.
What you call some easily listening music right there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I got some things I want to talk about right quick. Just take a couple minutes and throw out there. The first thing is I want to announce and congratulate our team because we are officially a nonprofit organization. And we're going to be working on some major things for the community to help people in the community, education, disaster relief, and some other things. So if you are interested in helping in things like that, you know, pay some more attention to us, watching the upcoming shows. We'll be talking about some of the things that we're going to be doing. One of our first big things that we're going to be doing is a big concert. To help out a dear friend named Miss Estella Pyfren, and she has a bus that she uses to educate people, and especially in low income neighborhoods, people that don't have access to computers and stuff. And this right here is her bus, and we are working on a project that will get this bus funded to where she can have a fleet of those. We're going to try to put them all over the U.S. This is Miss Estella Pfeiffer and the inside of her bus, and you see all those computers that are used to educate people. It's just another means to reach out to the community, to those who don't have access to those things, or a way to get there or get to access. So now we're bringing the education to you. So that's something that I wanted to mention and talk about, just touch base on. So I want you to just want you to know some upcoming events going on with that. We will be visiting Florida with a big concert, a benefit concert for that. Also, if you want to get some more information about our nonprofit and the things that we do, and you want to, or if you want to support, you can support us at our website, cbandtheboys.org. We also have our CB and the Boys merchandise there. We have our shirts and hats and cups and things of that sort, you know, just kind of get some cool stuff going on. And I invite you to come and check us out at the cbandtheboys.org. And if you're in Florida in April, or you live in that area or anything like that, just watch for the upcoming show. There's going to be some media out there. And then also, we have our CB and the Boys first annual cruise that's going to happen in April also. There's some ticker information about that going across the bottom of the screen. And if you're interested in joining, reach out. Send us an email. Check us out. Talk to us, you know. Let us know. And you can join us. We got quite a few people that are going to be going on the cruise with us. And we're going to have some good times. So, with that being said, Kristen.
That being said, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. But unfortunately, our time is just about done. So you guys say your goodbyes to our listeners. And I will end up with my ending myth. So take it away, Mimi.
Well, I'm going to just say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. One love. God bless. And we'll see each other again next week. Same time, same place.
Yes, yes. George.
And I would like to say thank you to those of you that are listening in and watching in on Facebook and YouTube. And thank you for your phone calls in and opinions. Anyone's welcome at any given time. And with that being said, you know me. Peace, love, and hair grease.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have enjoyed you tremendously. Hopefully you have enjoyed the show and you've gotten some motivation for this midweek motivator. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator, offering you music, conversation, motivation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So hopefully you guys got that out of our show tonight. Don't forget to go to all of our platforms, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts, and like us and subscribe. We love you guys. Your love and support mean the world to us, but we've got more to do. In order to give you more and bring you more, please like us and subscribe. And also visit our new website at cbandtheboys.org, as George just put on the screen earlier. So if you didn't get it, remember it is cbandtheboys.org. Go ahead and pick up some CB and the Boys merch, some hats. Got a shirt on there for you, some mugs. It's a variety of things, so definitely go check us out. And we'll be back next week, same time, same station. Remember, you can do and be anything you want in this world as long as you believe in yourself and you love yourself. Remember, true love starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, then how can you love someone else or give someone else the opportunity to love you if you don't love you? Remember, the journey starts with taking that first step. Don't ever be afraid to take the first step. Remember, you got this. You're awesome. if no one knows it yet. But go out there and let everyone know how awesome you are. Don't be afraid. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your night. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you from all of us. So to take us home, also shout out to BTS for sweeping the American Music Awards, walking away with the Artist of the Year, the first Asian artist to win Artist of the Year. So shout out to BTS and congratulations to them again. Also making history, knocking down doors, just doing their thing. So proud of them. Also, congratulations to them for they have another Grammy nomination for Best Group or Duo. So it's the same thing they were nominated for last year. So let's hope they actually win it this year. We'll see. They've got some stiff competition, but if I know my guys, I'm pretty sure they're going to come out on top. But as they say, to be nominated is an honor, which there's no disputing that. And they do get to perform on the Grammy stage, which is something they've always wanted to do. So shout out to BTS. Continue doing your thing. And as always, to take us home, we've got BTS. And this time, they have a collaboration with Coldplay and My Universe. And you guys are our universe. We love you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. So here's BTS and Coldplay. And we will see you next week.
We are made of each other, baby.